these Indians.
That's all we're going to do before lunch.
Do we want to bring everybody up to a table?
Whatever you would like, Presiding Commissioner Hausman.
We're back in session, and the topic is going to be mapping infrastructure. And who all is here to talk about that? Three of you? That's what I'm seeing. Four of you?
Here, Gary.
Take my microphone. Go see.
They can pull that mic over there.
They could use the one off that desk.
Just take it.
Okay.
Jimmy always has a lot of input.
It's a new leaf. If I need something, I'll talk.
I wish you just learned that 2 years ago.
Easy now.
Well, I hate getting caught between you girls.
That's it. You're on my list.
I know you did. Gary, would you like to begin?
I guess I can. I probably should defer to John. It's actually started out to be his project here. So if you wouldn't mind, I'll
And when you gentlemen and ladies speak, if you would speak closer to the microphone. We've been getting calls that people can't hear us, so let's try our best to make sure that they can. John?
Okay, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. The Taney County Regional Sewer District, one of their meetings held back in probably June or July of last year, we entered into a discussion regarding how to identify what properties are connected to our sewer system and what properties are not. And through that discussion, notion or the idea of maybe taking that one step further and seeing how that may apply to a GIS system or a database came out of that discussion, and in subsequent meetings and with this issue being discussed in greater detail with the sewer district, it became apparent that there was a feeling that this would be something that would be important for the sewer district to have. Given that, the sewer district approved staff to start working on a request for proposal, seeking proposals from firms that are in the business of the formation of GIS programs and different things like that. Back in October, working through Linda Gifford, we developed a request for proposal, a copy of which I've given you gentlemen, and that was solicited. And the deadline on submittal of that was November of 2010. In that, I believe that we had 8 firms answer that request. And Larry Gardner and Ron Daniels, both sewer district board members, along with myself and Linda, reviewed those submittals. And we shortlisted that down to 3 firms to begin negotiation on contract with. Those firms were Intrinsicorp, who previously was known as Village GIS, Great River Engineering, and Horner and Schifrin. They're an engineering firm out of St. Louis. That information was taken back to the Sewer District Board, and the board made a recommendation to begin negotiation with Intrinsicorp first. And if a contract cannot be reached with them, then to go in negotiation with Great River Engineering second and Horner and Schifrin third.
What's that? Horner and Schifrin is Village GIS as we know?
No. Village GIS is now known as Intrinsicorp.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Horner and Schifrin was the firm out of St. Louis.
No problem.
Back with that recommendation, the Sewer Board made a recommendation that we, Linda and I, bring this to the County Commission for your gentleman's input and possible approval in that we start negotiations with these firms in that order. I believe it was your first or second meeting in January. Linda and I done that, and you gentlemen had so many things on your plate that we decided that, or you gentlemen, I believe, had stated that you wanted to discuss this further. and to gain more information regarding what we hope to accomplish with this GIS system. And so we basically postponed that until today. Since that time, I've spoken with Gary Morgan and his staff and shared with them what we would like to do with this and what we would hope to accomplish. And there's some feeling, I'll let Gary go into that part, of whether we could do this in-house or not. We're the sewer district. You know, we've worked on this. I didn't know what, I know it's going to be, I would assume it's going to be pretty busy there for a while trying to get this set up and everything. I didn't know what Gary's time frames were, but the sewer district had looked upon it as bringing in a firm that specializes in this type of work, have them take what existing information that the sewer district now has and apply that to a base map. And then we would, once that's applied to the base map, then we would begin the process of identifying who's connected, who's not connected, and basically develop the system for the sewer district. And then once developed, there would be an initial training process on how to use the software. And then it was discussed that as far as future maintenance, that there would be a maintenance contract negotiated with the firm that helps us set this up for location of existing items that we would want to apply towards apply onto the GIS system itself. And then also work with a sewer district staff member on learning how to collect that data in the field. And the sewer district also had discussed having a separate system that this information be set up on, just due to the fact that occasionally there may be a virus or something like that that could attack the county system in general, since there's so many users and people networked on the county system. And we felt that having a standalone system in some manner may help us protect our data, since it's just used basically for that purpose. That's kind of where we kind of come from, or the sewer district come from, with how we approach this. Our definitely the intention was to make this data available to the Road and Bridge Department or any other department that may want this layer added on to their existing layers. And we also wanted to have this information on the website where it would be available or accessible by those members of the public. You know, anybody that would find a use for this, such as realtors or developers looking at property, that they would have a platform where they could actually go online and see where our sewer system is at and where it exists, the limits of our system exist as they are today. That's kind of how we got to where we're at. Like I said, we've discussed this with Gary. There may be some option there to work together, which, you know, if we can save some dollars, we're definitely not opposed to that. There's just the concern of protection of this data once it's been created, and can that be secured by being a part of the county's network as it is today, and those type of things, which Gary and his people's a lot better versed in discussing those things than I am. But that's basically what we've hoped to accomplish. We have 100 miles of collection system out there over six kind of individual project areas. And yet we don't really have something that if somebody was to come in the office and want to know where our system's at, you know, without pulling up armloads of maps and stuff to try to orientate them to where our system is in relation to what property they're looking at. And it would, you know, that's just one of the benefits, but it would be great to be able to pull it up on a computer screen, go right to that area, and be able to show people where we're at and different things. And as far as looking at future expansions of our system and the planning process, it would be helpful there. Then there's I've given you gentlemen a list of benefits and possible uses that we could do with this system. And there, you know, the utility operations seems like there's a lot more usage there than the other areas. But of course, the billing department and being able to identify properties connected to the, you know, our system and not, that would be very helpful. Right now, we could keep a track of those, and I think that that's something over time that will cure itself once we, and I personally don't think there's as many people out there not connected as some feel, but, you know, as those become apparent, then we can focus in on that and hopefully through real estate sales or septic tank failure or some other issue, we'll take care of those as they come up through time. But the utility itself and the one document that I'd given you lists several of the uses that the utility staff can benefit from this as well. So
I got a bunch of questions here that I'm writing down as fast as I can here.
Sure.
A lot of them, I'm gonna direct them to Gary, mm-hmm. if that's all right. One of the purposes that I kind of, you're right, Danny, I couldn't stop. Yeah. One of the purposes that I was going to, you know, the reason I kind of suggested us wait until we all got together was specifically to see what we can or can't do with our existing system. And if we can't do it, then obviously we need to provide a system that can answer these questions you've got. But one of the questions initial is, I see from you broke it down from administration and utility operators what the goals would be of having the system. One of the questions I'd like to answer first is the protection. I mean that's obviously first and foremost on John's mind. Obviously, we talk about viruses and
sure.
security breaches from an IT perspective.
Sure.
How would you say we're protected there?
I same way. I understand where you're coming from, but we're protecting a lot of pretty confidential data now. We've never had a breach. Not to say it couldn't happen, but we put a lot of security features in place to prevent other users from seeing the data that only you guys should see and making it available only to certain locations. We have our security even tightened down at the switch level, so not only users but also specific machines and switches can only have access to data. So I really don't feel like that would be a problem that we couldn't overcome.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. So the question of security is specifically to change the original data record, not so much viewing, because mm-hmm. RGIS mm-hmm. stuff is available.
Yeah, sure. It's protected from that.
We're not
the same way.
Yeah, we're not worried about the viewing. We want it to be viewed by
sure,
people and used by all the citizens out there.
But the ability to lock the data and keep it original and content.
There would be a use only. Mm-hmm. Format, and there would be actual manipulation of data. The other thing, just viruses themselves getting in there and that could possibly corrupt the data or something like that. Mm-hmm. That was the other concern.
And you believe you guys have got...
Yeah, we get hit by hundreds of those every day, and I think it's been 3 years since we've had one get through. Again, knock on wood, but we have a lot of... firewalls and things in place to stop that from happening.
So,
and we can lock down security levels to certain users. We would form certain groups within your department, within our department, that had access or what we call write access to that data. And only those people that had that access could actually manipulate or modify any data. And, of course, there'd be a track record on all that as well.
And I guess this once it's created, it can be backed up or there could be
right.
Do you currently have backups now, Gary?
We do.
Okay. Yeah. So if we did lose everything, it'd just be a matter of basically
restoring
importing that data back or restoring that data back.
We back
on
up
the layer.
To a backup security appliance as well as to tape. So.
Mm-hmm. Next question is, could we add an existing layer for the sewer?
Sure. When we saw the project initially, I thought, wow, this is just an extension of what we're doing right now with several other departments. And I think it'd be great to have the sewer on board and have your layers. Not only can you have your data, but you'd have access to all the county's data as well. I think would really help in you guys performing your jobs.
Well, one of the things I'm trying to avoid is having the citizen have to go to two GIS systems to find data. I mean, it would be best if they could click and take a layer off and, a checkbox. And for those listening, if you've never gone to the GIS, it's a great system, but you can manipulate the data quite well. So adding the layer is not going to be the issue.
No.
Here's the second question to follow up. I see we're halfway down. The utility operators would like to be able to add some
text boxes that would be only available to the utility operators specific to a property.
Right.
Do we have that ability to lock private notes by security? Is it possible?
By group, group level, yes.
At a group level. Right. So if they wanted to have notes about a specific property,
right.
they could have secure notes.
Right.
So if someone else in the with the proper security could pull up the parcel,
right.
see the notes, put it in by the utility operators, and they would be secure to everybody,
sure.
from everybody else, correct?
Absolutely.
The from a personnel perspective, if we were to take this on and say, okay, all the data is going to be updated by sewer, so whatever they give you, you're going to post. Are we? How much extra work are we adding to a level? Do I, are we thinking about personnel additions?
No.
Talk with me about personnel.
I think the main thing is that we always we don't have a big GIS staff, so we rely on the departments to do their own data collection, their own modification, and any updates. And I think that's a good thing because it educates your field people in how to use the data and how to create it. And all we have to do is just help them to get it into the current system. So it's worked well for other departments, for Road and Bridge, for Planning and Zoning, some other departments. And I think it would work well with the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Really do.
What the system that we have, and mainly what you work with is parcels for the assessor's office. This is basically an overlay in addition
yes.
to if they wanted to, as John talked about, public wanted to pull up a parcel to find out if there was sewer on it or if it was hooked up at that particular mm-hmm. time or if it had been before they, say, a realtor had the information available. It'd be valuable information to them to know if they could if the parcel was already had sewer available or if they were going to have a hookup or hire somebody to come in and make the hookup and all these things. Mm-hmm. If we had an overlay of that, that's basically what we're talking about. If we had are we now operating with Village GIS to do the...
Who is our GIS right now?
Well, we're working with ESRI.
Uh-huh. ESRI.
We do our own. Everything is all in-house. So.
Right. The ESRI is our...
That's our software provider. Right.
Okay.
But all the rest of the GIS, we handle ourselves.
So. All right. The reason I got to that was because he mentioned that the sewer board had approved or...
Yeah.
Before we got into waiting, on a waiting period, they had approved used to be...
Yeah,
GIS, or is it that now? You've got me confused on
well,
the names.
Well, that's Intrinsic Corp is their name now, but they used to be known as Village GIS.
Yeah.
Right.
And they were the first firm that was recommended by the sewer board to enter negotiations on a contract.
My question for you, Gary, is what information can they provide that he's wanting or that they're wanting that you can provide is
uh-huh.
what that's where I'm at.
I think if you're talking about the mapping and the, mm-hmm. the online mapping, we do use a company called Schneider or Beacon that does our online mapping for the assessor. And it might be something that we could talk to them about just getting it the sewer implemented into that layer, or we could possibly create our own separate.
I would probably add to the existing.
It'd be the easiest thing to do,
I would just
probably.
Add it to the existing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no reason to take more work on in-house.
Right.
We have an application like Beacon that does
right.
the assessor's part. Just add a layer there. Cause that's.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
Yeah, we could work with them, I'm sure, and get that.
That was what I was viewing is
uh-huh.
our layer would be added onto this county mapping layer that already exists in
mm-hmm.
some fashion,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of know what we'd like to have at the end of the line, but how we get there
sure,
for
sure.
sewer people. I'm not
right.
GIS certified
right.
yet,
so
that's where we have to rely on.
Our shortcoming in this project would be that we're not sewer people, and
yeah.
we don't understand, you know, your end of the operation.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some terminologies and also some data fields that we need to have clarified so we know what we're collecting.
Sure.
We haven't discussed maintenance fees or anything if for what's been proposed to the by the sort of what's been I'm not going to say approved, but maybe that's the right term, by the sewer department, recommended would be a better term.
Yeah, they would. Well, they were looking to pay for this out of the capital improvement fund, which they make recommendation any funds or any project that would be paid for through that capital improvement sales tax would have to have the blessing of the county commission. So that's why they recommended to the county commission their desire.
But you don't have any dollars on yearly maintenance or anything
no,
like that?
No. We hadn't got in negotiations with them yet. Right. So
we'd stopped it early. There would be some fees associated with that, but it sounds like
licensing fees for software.
That would be a pass-through to whatever the additional fees. It should be cheaper to add that those fees than it is to maintain a whole new infrastructure.
Yeah. We...
You'd have no annual maintenance fees. I mean,
the only thing to discuss was that points that we wanted located and applied to the platform would be like $7 a point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was, and this, you know, that'd probably been the second part of this project would be the maintenance of it, and that would be also some working with staff, you know, to help learn how to basically, you know, locate those points. But, you know, to go into the software and manipulate the software to add those points onto the platform, I mean, that's, I think, you know, finding them points in the field with the unit is one thing. Going back in and adding them into the software. Right. The gentleman that had worked with Intrinsic Corp in Harrison, Arkansas, we went down and met with him. I think it was about the majority of the sewer board. And they had it set up where there was a synchronization software where their field unit would connect to his computer software that Intrinsic Corp had installed as part of their project with them. And it would basically synchronize itself and apply that, and then he might have to go in and manipulate that a little bit further just to get it more accurate. Those are some things that, you know, that we realize that we definitely need training on. One thing I don't want to do is try to begin this project and developing this platform and spending this money and this time and effort, you know, not maintaining it's really not an option. So we've got to have something in place. And, I mean, we might develop this and then, okay, sir, district, it's yours, but we're going to have to be educated and trained to where we can use it properly. And I've got some people down there, you know, that's very interested in it, Brent Giffen. The septic tanks and new construction slowed down, so he has some time that he could apply to this. And I feel that with some training that over time he would be proficient in it to some degree.
I think we could offer you that training. Tanya, she does that on a daily basis. She collects every 911 address point in the county she's personally visited, as well as most of the signs and sewer or septic tank or not septic tanks, water, emergency water locations for the fire department, bridges, culverts, and so data collection is our forte. And as far as integrating it into the layer, that's what we do on a daily basis as well. The only thing we would prefer that you do your own data collection at some point, and I think you get better data that way.
Well,
but we would always be there to help train any new people in that respect, and also in the integration of the data back to the database. That might be something that we would keep in our department, let you collect it. And, of course, we could go out and assist with that, too. But that's something we're doing now on a daily basis. So,
yeah,
I think we've got it down to a down pat.
So what are the questions you have that would – what questions do you have that you need answers to? I mean, it seems like to me that it would be a good use of collaboration here, and it would be a lower cost of operating and maintaining. But like this – there's got to be. Is there other issues that we're not seeing?
I don't believe so. I mean, that was our the sewer districts about wanting to be separate was the concern about, you know, we have this and we're using this as part of our work environment on a daily basis. Then we get hit with a virus or something that comes from some other department in the county system and wipes us out. And that was the concern and the effort to want to separate the system, but and that's a lot of that is me not knowing
the sure. information that Gary knows and Tanya.
Sure.
And so, you know, if those concerns can be answered, I think that there are some of the board members that, you know, if we can do this in-house and share this information with other county departments, that they feel that that's a good thing, you know.
That stuff's stored at the underground, isn't it?
We do a backup every night there, yes.
Yeah, a backup every night at the underground. So the security concerns is what I see that question's been answered. But what I don't understand is, what are you asking the commission at this point?
Well, the sewer district has a standing recommendation to use IntrinsiCorp to come in and set this up. Well, to enter negotiations to do this work for us.
Right.
Plus the training.
They went out with RFP. Mm-hmm. They have voted to go with something. You came to us, and we said, please wait until we talk, because mm-hmm. we're trying to save some money here.
And
what I think needs to happen is, on the next sewer board meeting, have Gary come to the sewer board meeting and says, we can handle this service for you at a much lower cost and all that, and, mm-hmm. and see if the board would take the recommendation of keeping it in-house. Is that
not yeah, that was, mm-hmm. That was there's two things today, just to inform you of where we're at after we've talked with Gary and how we got here, and then secondly, how would the commission like to address the recommendation from the sewer board to work with IntrinsiCorp?
I'd like for them to reconsider their decision. I mean, I think that's, I mean, okay. don't you, I mean, well, if you're, if, I mean, I guess the question is, I've been a few years in IT, and it sounds like the concerns or the questions can all be answered
right.
from my perspective. And I'm hearing Gary say the same thing. But I got to make sure that sewer board's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, then it's a very low cost moving forward, because if this doesn't work, just go back out for bed and do it yourself. But we at least tried to make it work and keep it mm-hmm. keep the cost down.
I think we could make it work for you. And I agree with Mr. Strophas that we could give it a whirl, and we're not really out anything. But well, I don't. I think you'd be happy with what we can provide.
We've got the information that Great River has compiled over all of our system. You know, they're in different on shape right. files, different
right.
ArcView, and different formats. Mm-hmm. If we can apply that on there, and, mm-hmm. And I think that through some sort of a data query, that we can use the parcel numbers over and establish who we're billing and who we're not. That's
right.
one of the main things. But mm-hmm. but I think that's a good idea. I'm more than glad this next sewer board meeting is going to be kind of busy. Maybe we could wait till the second board
Absolutely.
Meeting if that's fine.
Whatever your timing needs to be, John, I'm just thinking that probably the action needs to happen is you can ask them to reconsider and let them know what the conversations have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think that's really the next step.
I think.
We would like to come back, because I'm still holding that open as well. So
right.
all vendors.
And I know that Mr. Fisher with IntrinsiCorp, you know, he's waiting kind of to see what we're going to do. So that's fine too. But
I don't think we can cancel the bids or
no
bid it until we have a sewer boards on board with the commission and all that. And, you know, there may be other concerns
right.
that we're not aware of that they may have.
They may have. That's true.
And, so I think that's really the next step, is to have the sewer board and you have another discussion, if you mm-hmm. would. And,
I'd probably like to sit down with Gary and his people again and kind of iron out how we
sure.
would how we would approach this project. And
I understand now better their concerns, especially as far as security goes.
And then how do we get the information out into the field to the people out
right.
in their vehicles?
That's,
you know, that's,
yeah. Well, they want to go with laptops or Blackberries, whatever they want to do, we can make it happen.
I don't know if they can see a BlackBerry. I don't know if I could or not. You know.
One's but, enough, right?
Yeah, heard that. But that was the other thing about having it available out there on demand out in the field uh-huh. with the guys on their.
We do have a data sharing agreement with Great River Engineering, and we've supplied data to them for several years. And
mm-hmm.
I think Mel has even offered to help provide some of that data back to us in a format that would aid this project as well.
So. Okay.
That would be nice.
John, we're meeting with the sewer board on the 2nd of March. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, on Wednesday.
On Wednesday the 2nd?
Next Wednesday, yes.
Okay.
At, we're trying to set that up and give you a definite time, and we're looking at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, I think, is what you said.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we could bring it up at that point, too.
Could.
If you wanted
then,
us to, well, whatever you wanted us to do.
Well, we could bring that up if we lead into that and then maybe at the next meeting, Gary and I could give a more thorough presentation to the sewer board
sure.
about what we're looking at, but we could bring it up just to let you know, if you gentlemen want to do that, that'd be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have an agenda or things that you would like to discuss with the sewer board that we may put in the packet, or are we just...
You know, we haven't spent any time on that. I haven't spent any time. I mean, we had thoughts about the personnel. I know that.
Okay.
We probably need to post something.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
I was interested in just having a roundtable discussion regarding how the sewer board currently operates, the status of the utility that was created, whether or not the utility, in fact, could be administered differently, the status of the employees.
Okay.
Are they sewer district employees? Are they county employees? If they're county employees, that's one thing. Obviously, if they're sewer district employees, that's another. How does the benefits fit in? If you're an autonomous political subdivision, can we extend benefits to employees of the sewer district? And there are some real questions that I think we should just have a general discussion about.
Mm-hmm.
How might we better, more efficiently save dollars that are being expended? And perhaps, and as I shared with you personally not long ago, that may be by paying employees out of the sewer district sales tax monies themselves,
mm-hmm.
rather than through general county revenue.
Yeah.
So just those general items.
Okay.
I concur with Jim. We haven't put together a packet. We have just been slammed, as I'm sure, you all are.
Yeah.
But if a roundtable discussion will work, ideas, then we could set up something more formal shortly thereafter. Does that make sense?
Do you still have your, I know that the agenda changed, but do you still have your pre-meeting?
No. Basically, a lot of the projects had kind of slowed down except for our capital improvement projects, so we kind of had that. We talked about it for 5 minutes, and we sat around until time to begin the regular meeting, and they just decided just to go right into the meeting. And
okay.
We do have a meeting at 10 o'clock to discuss the Venice on the Lake project for a couple of hours slated for that. So if you gentlemen are interested in that, if you were able to, you know, you'd be welcome to set in on that also. HDR Engineering's finished their
study.
Which project, John? Venice on the Lake project.
Is that the project that was not to be funded?
Yes, but what was outstanding, though, was there's a summary and an evaluation of that project. Number one, how's the best way to build it? What would it do to the sewer district rate structure? And a couple of other questions there that they were looking into. They'd been working on that throughout 2010. They've completed that, and they wanted to bring those findings to the sewer district. Not with the intention that we would begin a project down there in 2011, but they wanted to release
that.
For
your edification, John, I'm going to be bringing up a proposal to the commission to go back and revisit the approved budget at the mm-hmm. end of January, and those areas within the budget that are different than what we had thought had been set. And obviously there's a number of concerns that you and I chatted about, mm-hmm. and you emailed me a
yes.
list of those.
Yes.
I'm going to be bringing all those up just
okay.
to let you know.
I appreciate
so that.
That.
We can get that corrected.
Yeah. Thank you. This GIS project was one of them also, but I don't know how we would handle that working with Gary's staff. I mean, there's going to be equipment purchased probably, and then their time working with the sewer district. I don't know where that's a discussion for another day, I guess.
Right. I mean, we handle a lot of times stuff with transfers, and mm-hmm. you know, if we need to do something like that from equipment, if there was an additional equipment, obviously, if he's going to spend your money, he'd make sure he lets you know what it's going to cost. But it doesn't sound like you're going to have to be buying any licenses.
Road and Bridge has a survey-grade GIS device, and
yeah.
they've offered to let us use that. You're talking about $7 a point. You could cut that to zero.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be any cost in the.
Well, I'm just thinking about the laptops and
right.
My computer in there. It takes me about 2 minutes to pull up a 55 KB document right now. So
I did a quick
GIS
evaluation of the workstations in your department, and there are several that would need to be upgraded to get to a GIS client.
Time out. What did you say about how long it takes you to load a document?
About 2 minutes to pull up a Word document.
A Word document?
Yeah.
Could you make sure IT looks into that?
Yeah. That's a little slow.
Would you? Gary?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You've got 2.4 gigahertz.
It takes John 2 minutes just to put the input in to tell it.
Well, I didn't want to put that
out there.
It does me.
They call it this Christopher Columbus method, search and discover.
That's pretty slow.
Yeah, I got it. Well, you'll see. Come down.
Take a look at it.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you guys at least sitting down and talking about it. There's a way we can save some money, so I appreciate that.
I appreciate your cooperation.
Worked with Gary and his people, and yeah, it wasn't a thought process to cut them out of this project. We just kind of wanted to roll. Intrinsicorp's got 10 months that they could do this, which I don't know what Gary, and how the timing would go with that,
Right.
That's just something we'd have to look at.
I think probably along the same timeline, depending on your staff's help and how quick you can train us. Lift valve is.
Probably quicker than you can train us, probably.
But we do find when you do it in-house a lot of times with some of the departments is the training that your staff gets is better training than you normally get farming something out.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we'll do whatever we can do.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Gentlemen, I think we've reached the end of the list of the agendized items that we had for this morning.
Where is that list? Did you look at it and say we're at the end of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I believe we should stand in recess until 1 o'clock.
All right. Yeah.